So this is the time to last message of the Pastor Murder Conference. The title is The Prayer of the Age to fulfill God's economy.
Amen.
And the sacrifice of praise to display Christ's victory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So may we all humble ourselves and empty ourselves. We may think that we are familiar with these two aspects. We may know how to pray and praise. But when we come to this message, may the Lord open us to see what is the prayer of the age.
Amen.
And the importance of the sacrifice of praises. And to be honest, this message, I think to me, is very high. So I will closely follow these outlines. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. How about we first read Romans 1 together.
The
prayer of the age is the prayer of the church as the body of Christ, as one man. The prayer that exercises the authority of Christ as ascending Lord, head of the body to fulfill God's economy. To enter into this time of prayer, we need a heavenly vision to see something that is far beyond our natural concept. Amen. So to enter into this kind of prayer, we need first to see a heavenly vision. Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We need to see something that is far beyond our natural concept,
Amen.
Our natural concept about prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus, we need to see, first to see the meaning of the ascension of Christ. So the ascension of Christ indicates that the entire work of redemption has been completely accomplished.
Amen.
And also the ascension of Christ indicates that the Lordship of Christ has been established.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we also need to see the position of the church.
Amen.
The position of the church as the body of Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. So as the body of Christ, we have the same position as the head.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So we are also in ascension. We are one with ascended Christ.
Amen.
And also we need to see the authority of the church as the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have the authority.
Amen.
And we need to see this.
Amen.
And also we need to see the prayer of the church as the body of Christ.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we also must apply what Christ has obtained.
Amen.
In our prayers.
Amen.
I think in day two, our brother gave us a very practical example. When we pray for certain conditions and situations, or for certain things. And I would like to read it to you. So our brother said, once we realize what the Lord has obtained, we need to apply what we have seen.
Amen.
Actually, it's very simple to exercise the Lordship and the headship of Christ. So when we meet our brother, we may sense that his condition and position are not right with the Lord. And as a result, we may become burdened to pray for him. So in this kind of situation, there are two ways we can pray. So one way is the way taken by most believers when praying for others. In this general prayer, we may go to the Lord and tell him, Lord, this brother is in a poor condition. Lord, be merciful to him and do something with him. Work within his spirit. And our brother told us, this is the general way for most believers to pray for these kind of situations. But however, there is another way to pray. This kind of prayer is to apply Christ's authority,
Amen.
Apply his headship and lordship to this situation. And this way is very special, and it may seem strange to us. It is not an ordinary way of praying. Rather, it is an extraordinary way. In this way of prayer, we are bold with the Lord. And this, we are not back the Lord to do something. Actually, we are claimed the Lord's headship and lordship. And we praise the Lord. Lord, here's a brother who is still not under your headship. I do not agree with this kind of situation. I do not go along with this. Oh, Lord, I am standing upon to claim your lordship and to claim it over this situation. So we must learn. We all must learn to pray in this kind. To pray in this way.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
And we need to realize the difference between the general way of prayer and this second way of prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus. And also, oh Lord, to fully enter this kind of prayer and be able to exercise the authority given by the head of the body, there are two things that we must realize. First, we must realize that we are members of the body, and we must live, act, and move in the body. And as an example, imprisonment did not isolate Paul from the body of Christ or cut him off from the supply of the body. So we must realize this. We are not individual Christians.
Amen.
We are living the body. We are one with the body. So even when we pray, oh Lord, our brother mentioned that we can start with, oh, we pray
Amen.
As a body. Not
Amen.
Not I, but use the, oh, this is not we.
Mm-hmm.
We pray in the body.
Amen.
And also in our daily life, we must always put off the old man and put on the new man.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
and being renewed in our spirit day by day,
Amen.
And walk according to the Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, Amen.
Amen.
So this is the kind of prayer the Lord needs today. Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
And also, I think it. In this way, our brother gave a very clear definition of the prayer of the age. He said we need to see the vision of the ascended Christ and learn to pray the prayer of authority. And for 2,000 years, these matters have been neglected. But we believe that in these last days, the Lord is going to recover them. Too often, we do not take the ground of Christ's ascension and claim what he has obtained and attained. Nevertheless, we believe that the Lord will recover this lost ground, and this is the highest peak,
Amen.
The highest mountain of the good land.
Yes.
In these last days, the Lord will recover this highest peak, this highest mountain, and we must realize the fact and take the ground and claim what the head has obtained and attained.
Amen.
And this is the prevailing prayer of the church, and this is the prayer of the age. But we all learn how to pray in this way. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 And also, we must pay attention to the importance of praises. So often we may see praise is just like, it is very, to me, I think, like before entering this ministry, I may think praise is just like, oh, we can like, it's very common thing, it's very, very normal. But actually, when we enter this section, we see to offer the praises the Lord desire, actually we need to experience some sufferings. Because in the Old Testament, the praises is a kind of offering.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we see in the Bible, actually, the Bible pays much attention to praises. For example, the book of Psalms, our brother told us, actually it's a book of praise in the Old Testament.
Amen.
And however, the Psalms contains chapters not only for praises, but also of sufferings. So God wants his people to know what the praising ones are, the very ones who have been led through trying situations and whose feelings have been wounded. Yet God perfected praises all of these ones. And often, the praises that offered to God, that satisfied God, is not the happiest ones. Usually those who are in sufferings. Lord Jesus, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the nature of praise is an offering, a sacrifice. So in other words, praise comes from pain, comes from suffering,
Amen.
And comes from loss. And God desires us to praise him through everything and in every situation. So we must learn to praise the Lord in every situation.
Amen.
Oh, in trying situation, in our sufferings.
Amen.
And praise is a way to display Christ's victory
Amen.
And overcome spiritual attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
And also, we see the praise, actually, in the internal prayer. We, oh, Lord. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
the prayer we see is in the eternity, but the praise, oh Lord, we last for eternity.
Amen.
So in eternity, we are praising the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So today we must learn to pray, praise and praise in this way.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's a praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So we can use two verses from this week to show what Benjamin was just speaking.
Yes.
So one verse, let's on the on day four is Matthew 21:16. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. The other verse is Paul. So Matthew 21:16 says, Have you never read out of the mouth of infants and sucklings? You have perfected praise. Out of the mouth of infants and sucklings. These don't sound like very powerful people. Right. You have perfected praise. This is a quote from Psalms 8:2, which says, instead of perfected praise, it says, you have perfected strength. You have perfected strength out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. That's us. We want to be those, the Lord's new creation, so that we would be the babes and sucklings. And out of our mouth would be perfected strength.
Amen.
Out of our mouth would be perfected praise.
Amen.
So that, now let's go to the other verse, Acts 16:25. This is Paul and Silas. Acts 16, I think this is day 6, day 5. It says, and about midnight, Paul and Silas, while praying,
amen,
sang hymns of praise.
Amen.
To God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
Amen.
So this verse especially is very, very marvelous.
Amen.
It says, about midnight, they were in prison. They were in a Roman prison.
Amen.
That's not a very positive situation. But about midnight, Paul and Silas, while praying, we're singing hymns of praise to God.
Amen.
This is the experience of this week. They were praying. Were they praying or were they singing? Or were they praising? Yes. They were doing all these things. So that the Roman numeral 1 says we need to see a heavenly vision. A heavenly vision. This is the experience of the heavenly vision. So this is not according to... they were not praying according to their natural situation, their natural being. They were praying according to the light, the divine, the light in the revelation of God's Word. They were in that light. They were joined, they were experiencing the being the members of the body, being joined to the head. That's so they were, while they were praying, they were singing.
Amen.
They were praising.
Amen.
So what kind of things were coming out of their mouth? All the things in the Scriptures were coming out of their mouth.
Amen.
It doesn't say exactly what they were praying or what they were singing. But you can just take any portion of the Word, and that would be what they were praying, what they were singing, what they were praising.
Amen.
They were just declaring what they were declaring what the Lord's words in the
Amen.
Divine revelation, in the light, in the heavenly vision, was coming out of their mouth, coming out of their being. That's the strength. So Ephesians 1 says, his power, which is toward us who believe, according to the might of His strength, His power, His strength, coming toward us, which He wrought in Christ in raising Him from the dead,
Amen.
And seating Him at His right hand,
Amen.
And then far above all, and subjecting all things under His feet. So this is to be a member in the body, praying one with the head. So they were just experiencing. So when we are when we're not in ourselves, when we're in the Lord, in the organic union with the Lord, we're in the divine light, we're having the Word, His words speaking in us, then they can come out of us. This is what it looks like. They were, while praying, they were singing singing hymns of praise to God.
Amen.
So whatever's in the Bible, can be speaking in us, and that can be coming out of us,
Amen.
In a declaring way,
Amen.
In a claiming way,
Amen.
In a proclaiming way,
Amen.
In a praising way.
Amen.
This is what this week is talking about.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Today, this week was very clear to me about praising and praying.
Amen.
See, right now, the whole world is praising God. But it doesn't work if it's not the Lord, the Son praising the Father. So, there's all kind of praising outside the world. They praise players, they play the head of Apple, they praise the people who accomplish something, right? And, no, I was looking at the meaning of praise. And praising is the admiration. And in the Spirit, and as is the admiration of the Lord, for what He has done.
Yeah.
So, but I was reading the difference between praising and praying. Mm-hmm. You know, when I became a Christian, I learned to pray. Right? And I spent all my life praying and praying and praying instead of praising Him. And this week was so clear, right? It was very clear. Of course, we come here and praise Him,
Amen.
Worship
Amen.
Him, right? But many times during during my working days, I just pray. I pray a lot because the work that I do is dangerous. It's very dangerous. It's risky. So I have to pray all the time. Oh, Lord, help me. You know? So we always praying for us, but we bound to that prayer. We're bound to that. And well, now I'm learning that I should not be only praying. I should be also praying, enjoying, saying, I love you. You're so good. You're so faithful. You're always with me. Thank you. You see, I stop praying only and binding myself on only my situation that I'm going through. Because we're going through situations, and not even that. The more we pray, the more attack we're going to get from the enemy. So that's why, he cannot stand the praises. The enemy cannot stand the praising of the Lord that is inside of us. He cannot stand that. So, yes, we need to pray. We need to pray as a body. We need to pray every day. But we need to praise Him. And that's what the Lord wants. Praise the Lord that we have seen this week, that we can praise Him. Not only pray, but praise Him in the body for His kingdom, His economy.
Praise the Lord. This week, I really touched something different. Here we see that prayer is the spiritual warfare,
Amen.
But the praise is the victor, victorious Christ.
Amen.
And I really enjoy this week two hymns, because it brings us that, you know, the sacrifice of praise. I never understood how can praise be a sacrifice. But when we praise the Lord because we got a promotion or something good happened to us, it's not a sacrifice. Oh, praise God, I got a job. Hallelujah. But when we're going through trials and we're going through difficult situations, if we can still praise God, that is a sacrifice of praise.
Amen.
And in the Psalms, you know, we have the feelings of all these godly men that they cried out to the Lord. They cried out their feelings to the Lord. And that's why the Psalms, so many Psalms have been written from the Psalms. And I really, Brother Lee always said that hymn 127 was the highest hymn.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, I don't see anything high about this. I don't understand anything. It says, heart 10,000 voices crying, Lamb of God with one accord, thousand saints replying, wake at once the echoing chord. Oh, what is this? Oh, this is the redeemed universe. And I was really transported this week to, you know, in the midst of my trials, in the midst of my whatever, you know, pitiful and, you know, little universe in front of me. It just took me away from all of these things. Here we have thousands. The whole universe is praising the Lord. And then the thousands of saints are replying. Okay? And wake at once the echoing chord. There's an echo. Oh, and praise the Lamb. The chorus is waking. Everybody, all in the fish of the sea. You know, everything. And Philippians, you know, in Philippians 2, every tongue should openly confess confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Everyone is confessing. And then there's grateful incense. This ascending ever to the Father's throne with all of this praise to the Lamb. It's
Amen.
This is incense that is ascending to God the Father. Oh, and then, you know, the Son's effulgence is beaming. And so now it says, joyful now the new creation, rest in undisturbed repose.
Amen.
Rest in Jesus' full salvation. Sorrow now, nor throb of nose. There's no more sorrow.
Amen.
And so here again, you know, through creation's vault, amen, amen, responsive joy doth raise.
Amen.
This is really to be transported into another scene, to be transported into another realm, making everything around us seem like nothing. You know, it was like, oh, Virginia, you're so pitiful. Oh, forget about this stuff. You just need to praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's such a wonderful experience. You know, there's another hymn as well, 578, you know. Oh, I love this hymn, but now I love it more. This is in Collected Works of Watchman Nee, volume 48, chapter 16. It really explains all of these praises, and this song 578 says, my will is weak, you know, everything, my whole, I have no more hope, you know, when you have no more hope. My hope is all in the grace of God.
Amen.
Your hope, my hope is your grace. Like, you know, and I was reminded, my grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
So I really, you know, really enjoy, and I need to practice more, that to get out of our situation, just to praise the Lord.
Amen.
It really does transcend, makes us transcend, you know, above all power and authority and power and lordship and every name that is named.
Amen.
And he put everything under his feet. This is living in ascension. This was just a marvelous, marvelous advance in my spiritual life, you know, within my worthless, you know, universe, you know, not worthless, but, you know, get out, move on. The Lord, this is a redeemed universe. The Lord wants to finish this age. We have to mature. We have to get out of our littleness, which is me, right? By our littleness, you know, oh, Lord Jesus.
There were two sections in Psalms that were referenced during this week.
Mm.
One was Psalms 8, verses 2, but it was really that Psalm 8. We sang a hymn on it this morning.
Yes.
Right. O Lord, O Jehovah our Lord, how excellent is your name in all
Amen.
The earth.
Amen.
You who have set your glory over the heavens, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. You have established strength because of your adversaries to stop the enemy and the avenger. And it continues with, when I see your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is mortal man that you remember him, and the son of man that you visit him? You have made him a little lower than angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. And you have caused him to rule over the works of your hands, and you have put all things under his feet. So this is in Psalms 8:2. It's a very mysterious chapter. But this, in such a chapter, we see there was an expression from the psalmist, you know, what is man? It's true, like Sister Regina shared, we are in vast creation, just consider the galaxy. And the reason there was the universe, why were we made, you know, why is there a universe? Why was the universe created? Perhaps it's to show us, in one sense, of course, the length, the breadth, the height, the depth of Christ as the universally all-inclusive one, but also probably to show us how small, how little we are, how itsy-bitsy, how seemingly insignificant we are. And for a psalmist to utter, what is man that you should remember him or even consider him? Even to visit him. But really, God, his heart was really focused on man. He was intent on gaining man, that he became a man, right? And it's, you know, through becoming a man, he went through the process. But then there's this verse, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. Like another brother, I think someone shared already, that it's not out of, you know, you would think there's not much to, you know. It's like babes and sucklings. Okay, they're cute, they're adorable, but out of them? That you could establish strength because of your adversaries? It's like you never associate babes and sucklings with like a spiritual warfare.
Amen.
But this is what we have. We are in a spiritual warfare, and we are the many babes and sucklings who are depending on him, who are really dependent on the Lord, who are sucklings just receiving kind of, you know, the breast milk to receive of him. And it's in these situations that if we were to praise him as babes and sucklings, he could establish strength. You know, there's a verse in Matthew that's referenced. It's many things that he's hidden from the wise and intelligent ones. I could say, I thank the Lord I'm not that wise and intelligent, because he's hidden many things, actually all these things, from the wise and intelligent, but he revealed them to infants, to babes. For us to be so simple, and just to receive the divine revelation from the Lord.
Amen.
At least this week, we already see something. We're not intelligent. We're not wise. But he revealed them to the infants.
Right.
And it's out of the mouths of babes and sucklings that he could establish strength.
Mm-hmm.
And like Sister Regina shared, where is this offering of where is this sacrifice of praise as an offering to God? We saw in the reading this past week, which I was really enlightened, the offering of praises is actually not based on the principle of gain. Like, I got this, praise the Lord. I achieved this level of success, hallelujah. But rather, it's based on a principle of loss. When we offer praise to him, it's out of something of loss. And that was referenced in Psalms 22, the other portion. And the chapter, the context is this. This is Psalm 22 is actually a picture of the Lord's death. So this is the psalmist is saying these things. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I call out in the day, but you do not answer. And in the night, but there is no rest for me. In verse 3, but you are holy, you who sit enthroned upon the praises of Israel.
Amen.
So we see in the context. Verse 3, the psalmist in the midst of his really... Okay, this is the chapter where he says, but I'm a worm and not a man, a reproach of men, and one despised by the people. All who see me deride me. They sneer at me, they shake their heads at me. And even God, he felt God had forsaken him. Right? And we know this is a picture of Christ. These are his utterances in the New Testament. But for the psalmist to say, but you sit enthroned upon the praises of Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
It's in the midst of very low situation.
Amen.
If we would turn our eyes to see him for who he is and praise him because he's worthy of our praises,
amen,
then God receives an offering. This is an offering to him. And together, if many of us, we experience this, we go through, you know, I'm not going to trivialize younger ones, if you go through something with your examinations or something, you just feel it's so low, you know, we don't look down on that. It's in those situations, if you can offer him a sacrifice of praise, that is something precious to him.
Right.
Right? No matter the situations we go through, we all have our lows, but we're not, you know, assessing everyone's lows. Oh, my lows are lower than your lows. You know? I'm going through worse things than we're going through. No, it's in for us in that situation. If it's a low, if we feel terrible, disappointed, depressed, oppressed, suppressed, and if we could offer a sacrifice of praise, wow, we just join with the Lord in his praising
right.
the Lord.
Amen.
Because he is worthy. And we recognize where he is. He's
Amen.
The one who is in ascension. He is transcendent. He is far above all. And we are one with him in our spirit.
Amen.
We could be joined to him. These are the praises that we offer to him.
Amen.
These are the praises that display his victory.
Amen.
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 Amen. I really liked day 6.
Yes.
Especially considering the fact that
Paul was imprisoned, yet, you know, he didn't get... Most people, you know, I feel like if they're ever in that situation, they lose their spirit, they become vulnerable, they start becoming weak and just give into depression. However, the prison didn't stop Paul because he was with the Lord. And one of the days I like in day... One of the things I mentioned, that what I like about in day six is it says, I praise your name. You are higher than everything. You are stronger than everything. Your loving kindness endures forever. And it says, a person who praises God transcends everything. He overcomes continually by his praise.
And I thought about that statement, and I felt like it was so true, because even though they were imprisoned, and they had, you know, what most people would say, all the necessary requirements to be sad and lose hope and just be done with everything, they transcended their prison, and they are with God. In that moment of darkness, they're with God, and they could not be sad. And they were also with the body, despite all this physical obstruction. And then what I also like is on day six, it mentions Psalm 50:23. It says, God says, whoever offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving glorifies me. And it mentions the word thanksgiving can also be translated as praise. So the Lord is awaiting our praise to glorify Him.
Amen.
And nothing can glorify our God as much as praises can. And then it goes on to mention that one day all the prayers, works, prophesying, and labor will be over, but the praise will last for eternity.
Amen.
Amen. We can never stop praising God for everything He's done.
Right.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So weak last week.
But really, the AC saved my life. I read this word, this is true. Whenever you run out of strength to pray, and you find your spirit heavily oppressed, wounded, or sickened, praise Him!
Amen. Amen.
If you cannot pray, try to praise.
Amen. That's right.
Wow, that's the word. Say
right.
If you cannot pray,
praise.
Try to praise.
Amen.
Yes.
My mother was in the hospital, was having surgery, 92 years old. I cannot go back to Taiwan. I was burning. 92 years old, have surgery, and I'm not here. I'm not there. And my son, second boy, also give me the headache. I couldn't sleep almost 1 week. And another three grandchildren, they always fight back. Fear, 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 that's mine, that's mine. Oh, Lord Jesus. I just like that Joseph was the king in the Judah, right? All the Canaan seven tribe people, they invaded you and despised you. Wow. Look like, what kind of creature you are? Oh, Lord. That time, you cannot pray. But that time, we can praise.
Amen.
I didn't know the future. I don't know what the look. We're getting better. But teach me. Save my life.
Amen.
You can pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
seems that most of us will experience day six a lot more, right? Amen. In this day's morning revival, we together in the body had experienced yesterday. And just the announcement said Sister Keke had a baby yesterday, but she was sent to the hospital on Friday for inducing. And the whole, like after like 20 hours, there is some small situation occurred, and the doctor said maybe you need to be C-section, and that's early in the morning, 6 o'clock. But because we have a group, we are like there praying and be with her all the time, and we have morning revivals too. And just at that time, the morning yesterday, she, in that kind of nervous, you know that situation. You need to decide if you receive the C-section or not. And we praise, and she said, well, this timely word saved her. Just start to praise, through the morning revival, the word said, we will be strengthened. And praise the Lord, and this is a principle, and this is also a fact. So after that, everything's back to normal. So she had the baby in the afternoon, early in the afternoon, 1 o'clock something. So this just shows us in everyday situations, especially those downtimes where, we are like, we just read that, we're out of strength. And even it's hard for us to pray. We have like, we are so burdened. We just cannot, we cannot even pray, but if we practice to praise, the situation may just overcome that, because we are, everything, is under our feet. Amen. So, amen. And amen. That brings me the verse in Matthew 21:15-16, and that says, just after the Lord cleaned the temple, it says, but when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonders of that he did, and the children who were crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. And they said to him, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, this is from Jesus, he said himself, yes, have you ever read out of the mouth of infants and the sucklings, you have perfected praise? Amen. So that encourages us. We have a morning fellowship for the children's work. That's our vision. In God's house, we need to raise up our children to praise.
Amen.
The, in our church life, the children will be those who can praise the Lord and to receive His dispensing. And one day, when we're praising the Lord and He's coming back. Amen.
Amen.
I like the title. The prayer of the age to fulfill God's economy.
Amen.
The sacrifice of praise to display Christ's victory. I think we all need to learn. I think a lot of time when we pray, I would pray on two trivial things concerning our daily life. Right? I think that it's very reasonable. But I think with the title, we need to ask God, we need to ask our spirit, teach us how to pray, the prayer of the age.
Amen.
But the purpose of the to pray this prayer of the age is to fulfill God's economy.
Amen.
Which means we need to understand what is God's economy.
Amen.
We need to have a heart of God's heart.
Amen.
We need to have this feeling. Our Lord Jesus wants to come back.
Amen.
And then He wants to finish this age, this dark age. I feel. When you read the news, do you feel the age is becoming darker and darker? Do you have this feeling? At the same time, we need to be reminded that God's economy needs to have this top priority in our prayer.
Amen.
I think I like that there are two very key points in the E, right? In the outline, that's E. But how can we do this? I will just quickly find it. They say here, it's very important to But how can we fully enter into the kind of prayer and be able to exercise? But I was called that we need to know. We need to know how. Well, a lot of time we forgot. Well, actually, we are one. We're in the body. The key point of to pray this prayer is we need to always remember we are in the body. Amen. And the body is one with Christ. Amen. And Christ already has all the authority over all things. So which means we need to know how to declare Christ's victory. Amen. Christ's victories. So we don't need to beg. A lot of times I feel personally a lot of times when I pray, I was begging, I was feeling something's, well, I'm the defeated one. I realize that actually I'm not the defeated one. Why? Christ is the victory one. And Satan is the defeated one.
Amen.
Amen. Personally, I feel August compared to the praise. I feel a lot of time about praise. Do you know why we cannot praise when we are in a difficult situations? Because we live too much in that moment. We live there in the moment. We feel it's we're so miserable. Okay, we're so miserable. We cannot praise. But I was when I was sitting here. You know, tomorrow was August 20th, right? For us, we come from China. That's a special day for me because 15 years ago, I came from China to the United States. I was reminded that was God bring me here to be saved. I was just sitting here, 15 years. A lot of things I need to praise. Right? Your life, when you are in the middle of a situation, you just need to remember. You don't just live this in this moment. A lot of things you can praise, even your birth. You can praise God. Our birth, our spiritual birth. You can praise God. Praise for God for your parents, for their love. Right? For the brothers and sisters, for their love towards you. And then we just let's move forward together. And then just when you begin to pray, you feel at that moment you feel relief. You feel you are back to the body. Back to the source of life. Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
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 I'm encouraged with these 6 weeks, the morning nourishment, but of course, the effects of prayers is the way to this big Christ victory and overcome spiritual attacks. Prayer, all we know of praying, but to me, prayer is good, but if you're not getting through in praying, you have to start praising, and praising works. And then it says, in the eyes of God, the nature of praise is an offering, a sacrifice. In other words, praise comes from pain and suffering. What is a sacrifice? A sacrifice is a food.
Amen.
The wrong way. Yeah, this, whenever you run out of strength to pray and you find your spirit heavily oppressed, wounded, or sagging, praising. If you cannot pray, try to praise.
Amen.
We invariably think that we should pray when the burden is heavy and praise when the burden is over. There are times when the burden is so heavy that you cannot praise. That is the time for you to praise. You do not praise when there is no burden. You praise when the burden becomes too heavy. When you encounter unusual circumstances and problems and are bewildered and feel like collapsing, just remember one thing. Why not praise? Here is the golden opportunity. If you offer your praise at that moment, God's Spirit will operate in you, open all the doors, and break all the chains.
Amen. Amen.
9, John, on day 5, it says when you pray, you are still in the midst of your situation. But when you praise, you soar above your situation. While you are praying and pleading, you are bound by your affairs. You are bound and pressed. I feel like a lot of times this is true, like when you're in the situation. Like a lot of time for me, like sometimes you don't want to get out. Like you pray that you will get out of the situation because. But then it's like at the same time you kind of indulge yourself in the situation because you are kind of like self pitying yourself. You're trying to just trying to comfort your own soul. But then I feel like Lord, we should learn to praise you so that we will actually soar above the situation. That we will be able to be. I feel like whenever you are one with the Lord, one with the Spirit, then it's just like you are just soaring above the situation. Every situation you are trying to experience and gain Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen, sisters, fellowship that we need to pray, every day. However, we can overcome many things only by praising. Yeah, I also experienced when I in some circumstances and problems, the more I pray, sometimes I just pity myself. So feel I'm so pitiful. So the more I pray, I just feel I don't have strength and I feel so weak. But this message reminds us that's the golden opportunity for us to praise.
Amen.
And only praise can quickly move our Lord's hand.
Amen.
Yeah. But this time, the prayer is not as fast as our praise to move our Lord's hands to defeat the enemy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. My impression this week is that these past 5 weeks has all been a prerequisite to this week.
Mm-hmm.
That in order for us to praise, when we look back of all the things we've discussed regarding the spiritual warfare,
right?
Actually, the ultimate goal of the spiritual warfare is actually that Satan would cease our praise. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord that actually the Lord desires for us to praise in all our situations.
Amen.
And that in our situation, if we look back, we would learn to be those who would, what? Realize that we are the new man. And this new man is a corporate new man. Corporate new man in Christ. The victorious Christ.
Amen.
This Christ would be the consummation of the whole armor of God. And this whole armor of God, would, so that we would be like Joshua, to obtain this good land.
Amen.
So in all these things, even then, we can come to the point where we still would feel defeated. Where we would still feel like we're still stuck in spiritual warfare. And yet, the Lord has provided us the way that even after all of this prayer, we could still find a way to be above our situation. And that is through our prayer, our praise. But saints, praise, it's not something so simple. It's not, I feel like in our situation, it might, like Brother Sean shared, in our situation we might feel like we're stuck in the moment. But yes, we need to be those who realize that actually this is what God is after. God is after our praise. And so, Lord Jesus,
amen.
Praise the Lord that we are able to be those to just simply look to His ascension and His victory.
Amen.
In all our situations. I really enjoyed what David reminded me of, is that, yes, it's so easy to praise the Lord for such simple and good things. You know, all the things that are good to us. But actually, the sacrifice of praise, need to realize that actually the Lord treasures the sacrifice of our praise.
Amen.
And that, Lord Jesus, there, it might seem like it's only a loss on our end. every time we do this, it just seems that nothing is changing, nothing is improving in our situation. But yes, no, we have to realize that something is being gained. We are being gained, and the Lord is moving within our situation. So saints, we must continue to learn to praise Him.
Amen.
Through all these weeks that we've come to, the conclusion, through all this spiritual discussion of spiritual warfare, is that we would be those who would praise Him.
Amen.
So even, you know, what struck me is that, you know, sometimes in our meetings, it's just dead silence. Mm-hmm. Learn to just praise Him.
Amen.
If we need to praise Him for... Just to praise Him for 5 minutes, 10 minutes straight. Mm-hmm. Why do we not do so?
Right.
To just praise Him.
Amen.
And just instead of just to sit in silence, saints.
Yes. Amen.
We need to learn to praise Him.
Right.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Perhaps we can like quickly just look at that first Roman numeral at the very end. There was just the phrase that really touched me. For all of this to really come to fruition, I already really enjoyed all the sharing that was mentioned already. It says, we need a heavenly vision to see something that is far beyond our natural concepts. So I came, these two aspects, the prayer of utilizing God's authority, the prayer of authority that will bring the Lord back, that will carry out what He's after, and then also the praise that displays Christ's victory. I've come to the realization that naturally we only pray when things go wrong, and we only pray sometimes when things go right. But really, that's completely the opposite of what the Lord is after. Really, because in that situation, we're only doing things based on what we see, our concept, just what's around us. Like, I really enjoyed that. Like, we shouldn't be comparing, oh, my situation's worse than yours. The point is that we're all, naturally, we're all pitiful. We have nothing. We have nothing to boast in. But I really enjoyed where there was a bunch of phrases, like, underneath Roman number one, it says, we need to see the meaning of the ascension of Christ. We need to see. How many times does it say we need to see? It says that like so many times. Conclusion. We need to see the heavenly vision. Once you see who the Lord is, and you no longer just say, oh, look at this situation, I don't like where I'm in. You just say, Lord, you are exalted. You already accomplished everything. Like, the Lord created the whole universe. He did everything. You think the Lord is not strong enough to save you from your situation? Why is He not doing it? Because we didn't say, Lord, I do not agree Amen. With this. I do not want the enemy to win. You will shame your enemy. You already have defeated your enemy. Once you pray in that sort of way, nothing can bother you anymore.
Amen.
Like in my experience in the past, I used to be someone who pitied myself a lot. Like, wow, I hate, like, I'm so terrible. How could I be in this situation? Not, the Lord doesn't do anything in that situation because we're just wallowing in our self-pity. But when we just stand with the Lord, we say, Lord, You are the victor. You have accomplished everything.
Amen.
In a sense, you are praying the authority of God and praising Him at the same time because you're just declaring the fact. In fact, you can even say, sometimes we can even declare to the enemy, be very aggressive, say, Satan, no. I don't want you to disturb me right now. Go away. Or something like that. Right. Like, go away from this situation. We bind you because you are the enemy and the Lord has already defeated you. He has already crushed you on the cross. Satan will run away because he can't. What can he do in that situation? So really, it's just a matter of once we see who the Lord is, what He's done, the reality of the situation, immediately, it's so easy to just pray with authority and praise Him in every situation.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise is a matter of faith.
Amen.
In the last chapter of A Normal Christian Life, Rilini talks about Mary pouring out her offering. He says that Mary anointed the Lord before He died.
Amen.
She took the opportunity while she was with Him to pour out her offering on Him. And that after the Lord died, there were women who went to the tomb to anoint Him, but He had already resurrected. And so they missed their chance to pour out their offering on the Lord. And so there's something very valuable in our offering when the event hasn't happened yet. In Peter it says, whom having not seen you love, into whom, though not seeing him at present yet, believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Mm-hmm. This joy that is unspeakable and full of glory only comes from faith, that we don't see it yet, but yet we believe in it. And so praise, because it is, you know, when we are in our situation but are yet able to praise, we're not looking at the outward things which are temporary, but at the unseen things which are eternal. And when Sister Virginia said, prayer is the battle, but praise is the victory. I was reminded of a time at the end of the semester when I was praying with another student. And it was like, we were praying about certain things that have to do with the future and stuff. Then eventually we just started to praise the Lord. And that was just the feeling that there wasn't anything left to ask the Lord on, but we could just praise Him.
Amen.
So in that day, when there's nothing left to do, all that remained will be praise.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So, I was actually enjoying week 4 according to my parents' locality schedule, but from today's sharing, I realized that the spiritual warfare, fighting the spiritual warfare, we can see in through many examples that it's not the strong-willed or the strongest ones who win the fight. I'm very encouraged. In week 4, we see that one of the examples was that was about the we see that your neck is like the Tower of David, and the Tower of David meaning the neck, which means it represents submissiveness to Christ. So it's we see that having a strong will is actually a deterrent to winning the fight or fighting the spiritual warfare. So we need to be those who are submissive before Christ. Mm-hmm. And another example is that in Revelation chapter 3, I believe, we see it in church in Philadelphia, that those who have little power are the ones who overcome. So that's another example that shows us that it's not the strong-powered ones that win the fight or who overcome. It's the weakest ones, the weaker ones. Even Apostle Paul mentioned that he's one of the weakest.
Amen.
Amen.
And today's or this week's message, the verse that touched me was, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, mm-hmm. He has established strength. So
Amen.
That's another great example of how we need to be those who are just simple and weak, submissive before the Lord, so that He can fight the fight that He has already won, and we just need to be one with Him and just be willing to really cooperate with Him in this spiritual warfare.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord that we can always praise Him, even at our weakest times, because that's when He becomes the strongest. So, amen.
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 In the context of Matthew 16 and 18, I was touched to see that our prayers should really be ones that are based on what the Lord has accomplished
right.
in His resurrection and also in His ascension. I just want to read this portion. If we have, following our brother sharing actually, if we have the vision that we are the body of the head, this is day 3, and the head has ascended to the heavens and is now transcendent, we will take the ground and claim what the Lord has attained.
Amen.
And I enjoyed this part. We will simply proclaim and declare to the sickness. Do not trouble me. You are under my feet.
Amen.
We can deal with sins, weakness, worldliness in the same way.
Amen.
We should not deal with these things like a beggar.
Right.
We can tell all these negative things. I enjoy that. We can speak to these things.
Amen.
Do not bother me.
Amen.
Go to the lake of fire.
Amen.
I am transcendent.
Amen.
Amen. You cannot touch me.
Amen.
You are under my feet.
Amen.
And here's the best part. Whenever the devil hears this kind of prayer, he runs away.
Amen.
We should simply declare who we are and where we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the body.
Amen.
The body is in the head.
Amen.
And the head is transcendent.
Amen.
Hence, we are also transcendent.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the context of chapter 18, again in Matthew, I was so touched. We see that it has to do with, in the beginning of chapter 18, before we led to that verse, right? In verse 18, we see that the context was that, okay, if your eye stumbles you, so it deals with ourself. And there's also the aspect of if a brother sins against you. So it speaks of our recovering and our interaction, our relationship with the members of the body of Christ. In the context of these things, in the end, there was the verse in verse 18. It said, "Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on the earth shall have been bound in heaven,
Amen.
And whatever Amen. You loose on the earth shall have been loosed in heaven."
Amen.
Saints, when we pray in this way, seeing what Christ has accomplished, you know, I appreciate that we will be brought out of what we are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And our prayer is no longer about the particular circumstance that we are mm-hmm. kind of struggling with or mm-hmm. what we are that we mm-hmm. know we are.
Amen.
And our prayer, and I appreciate it, actually just becomes, at least in my experience, just becomes a praise.
Amen.
Because I realize, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not. But He is.
Amen.
Amen.
What else can I say? What else can I pray except to praise Him?
Amen. Amen.
Who is everything that I need.
Amen.
Who praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm so not of many things.
Right.
But He is.
Amen.
And I can touch Him.
Amen.
I can join myself to the Ascended One.
Amen.
Who has transcended all. It's not my position to say too much, but He. In this week, we see that He has the key.
Yes.
Death even cannot hold Him.
Right. Yeah.
And He's today, I appreciate all the hymns we sang this morning. He's ministering life to us.
Amen.
He's the high priest.
Amen.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
What else do we need besides Him?
Right.
Amen.
May we learn to pray in this way.
Amen.
Right. And we our prayer would just become our praises.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Ascended One.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our head, where is He today? Amen.
Amen.
He's in His ascension.
Amen.
He's sitting on the throne at the right hand of our Father.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, when Jesus resurrected, when He, actually in Matthew 28, right, He said, "All authorities have been given to me."
Amen.
Right? So you go, right? Disciple the nations. Right, baptize them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But then, He also asked the disciples, say, dispatch them right away? He didn't, right? He said, you stay in Jerusalem, right? You wait until the power from the heaven, from above, you know, come, you know, descend on you. So, then we know, right? The disciples, they went to the upper room. Disciples and the saints, they went to the upper room, right, in Jerusalem. They prayed for 10 days, right? And then what? Came the Pentecost, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know. I was really curious what the disciples were actually praying at these 10 days, you know. But even though the Bible didn't tell us exactly what they prayed, but I believe, with today's ministry, we believe they prayed They prayed a prayer of the age.
Amen.
Right? They pray the prayer of the age, that the prayer touched the heart of the Lord, that they were also ready to receive the Holy Spirit. So, for a lot of times, when I view the event, or when I, in my mind, the event to me was a miracle. Yes, it is a miracle. But this is not a miracle out of nowhere. This is a miracle with the head, with the body, cooperating with the head. Right? So today, the Lord is actually looking for this kind of preparation of His body. Amen. Today, He is already in the heavens. He's in the ascension. He's in that position. But a lot of times, for some reason, Satan is actually attacking us. He's attacking us for not being able to join Him in His ascension position. Right? A lot of the prayers I really feel, saints were echoing, saints sharing. I'm also echoing. A lot of times we feel like we're just so down, we're just so low. We just feel like there's so much, they're like mountains, right? Piled on top of us. So we need to pray that kind of prayer. Move the mountain, right? When Jesus told His disciple, if you have a little faith, I appreciate one of the saints was saying that, right? We need to have, it's a matter of faith. In order to pray this kind of prayer, in order to praise, we have to have this kind of faith. But where do we get that faith? Because when Jesus said, even your faith is as little as a mustard seed, you could actually move the mountain, which means we don't have it, right? Because we cannot move the mountain, which means even our faith is even smaller than a mustard seed. So, but where do we get that kind of faith, right? So the only way is to join our head. Join the one that's accomplished everything. He's the man sitting on the throne. He has went through the process. He's no longer just God Himself. He is the Son of Man. He has the divinity mingled with humanity. In His uplifted humanity, He's now praying for us. He's the high priest.
Amen.
We just need to join with the high priest, right?
Amen.
So all our prayers, I think this message really opened our eyes. We cannot just pray in this low position, right? Our heavenly priest, high priest up there, we really need to join Him. And this way to join Him is through praises. Right? Every time we, in kind of situation, even David, I think I was touched with day four. There were some references on David. He had prayed three times a day, but he prays seven times a day, right? And the reference was the three times a day for prayer was Psalm 55:17. If you look it up, he was actually mourning and complaining before the Lord. He might be in some kind of situation, right? But then in 119:164, he was praising the Lord for His ordinance, for His laws, for His righteousness, for His salvation, right? So we have a lot to praise, right? Sometimes when we say praise, it's not just like empty praise. Lord, I praise You, right? When we praise Him, we would actually have some feeling. Lord, I praise You, even for putting me in this situation, that I can know You more. Even in this situation, I can know myself more, right? You're the righteous one. I'm not righteous. I'm nothing. I really touched with our brother sharing. We're really nothing, When the Lord puts us in a situation, actually, it gives us time to reflect before Him, to really know Him, to really know ourselves, that we're so short. Lord, we really need You. So, as we are praying, our praises will come up, right? So we're just not just praying to the Lord, say, oh, Lord, bring me out of that situation. Yeah, we need to. But Lord, we really need to praise Him, right?
Amen.
Amen. To be joined with Him in His ascension position. So, in fact, this is not an individual matter. This is even though a lot of time we are praying all by ourselves, but here, brother said, we just don't just use the word I. We should use the word we.
Amen.
Because this is the body matter.
Yes,
even
right.
When I was praying, even when I was in that kind of situation, or we're praying for our dear brothers and sisters, we need to be in the body.
Amen.
Even though we're praying individually, we're in the body.
Amen.
Right? Of course, we need to come together. Right? I appreciate when brothers give an announcement. Right? We may have a new arrangement. Our prayer meeting every week is so important, right? This is really to just once a week, if you think about it. And the disciples were praying there every day for 10 days, right? So this is just once a week. So we really need to, you know, pray for the Lord. Lord, release my time, right? Lord, bring me into this kind of prayer. I can pray with the body, right? Even though I can pray on myself in the body, but Lord, I really don't. I want to really appreciate this opportunity. In fact, some of my experience has been, I was actually pretty weak, you know, when I go to the church, the prayer meeting. But then after after the meeting, I get strengthened. I got lifted out of that situation. So prayer is so important.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That we can really be entering into the prayer of the ages.
Amen.
And be the ones that, to praise Him, to display His mystery, victory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We come to the conclusion of this message.
Amen.
Brother and sister, in the universe, behind the physical scene, there is a battle between God and Satan. And we, the human being, was brought into this battle by God. So when God created us, it's a purpose to defeat or to win this battle. So what the man's position is, what for man to do, is to be one with God.
Amen.
So really, this message telling us what is the meaning of prayer, or what's the real meaning of praises. Prayer is for us to declare we are nothing, we can do nothing, and we can only be one with God.
Amen.
And when we are one with God, we are praying to fight.
Amen.
Did you see that? For us to see this, we need the spirit of revelation.
Amen.
And wisdom. The spirit of revelation is for us to see the vision.
Amen.
See what vision? See who Christ is. Where is Christ today now?
Amen.
To know He is ascended, to know Christ is in ascension, it's different from you seeing Him,
right,
that He is in ascension.
Amen. Amen.
First we need to see this vision. Then we need to understand. Mm-hmm. We need the vision of wisdom of the Spirit.
Amen.
To know what Christ has attained. And what He has obtained, it's not that easy. Brother and sister, this week's message is really deep. Because if you really want to fight, you need to pray. But if you look at your prayer, my prayer, even the church prayer, we have been stupefied by Satan. Our prayer is mainly focused on earthly. He has stupefying us. Let focus on this. Not to see there's a battle in the heavenly. Some, brother and sister, it could be you. Some sister, elder one, may the Lord rise up from you. Pray in this way.
Amen.
Pray in a much higher position.
Amen.
When you pray only on person and on event, eventually your prayer will run out.
Right.
What we need to pray is to pray what Christ has obtained.
Amen.
In His ascension.
Amen.
In His resurrection.
Amen.
In His lordship.
Amen.
What He has attained.
Amen.
Satan has been dragging us, even stupefying us. We are so little praying for them. Check with your personal prayer. After you finish praying for person, your prayer is done. And forget about praises. So that prayer is really not touching what? It's not touching any of this battle. Isn't that true? So what God is longing for, what? Someone. Someone to join the battle.
Amen.
Get out of ourselves.
Right.
Get out of the earthly tight. Mm-hmm. Not only we need to see the vision, we also need to see our position. Mm-hmm. We are in the body, yes, mm-hmm. but you also need to see we are the member of the body. Amen. So in other words, you and me as the member of the body, your personal life would affect the body. Right?
Yes.
This week, Brother told us the case, the example in the Acts chapter 19. The demon talked to those seven sons of the high priest. Jesus, I know. Paul, I'm acquainted with. But who you are? And what's the end result? They got demon possessed. They tried to cast out the demon, and they got possessed. Brother and sister, if your daily living, my daily living, is not in that reality, you will not be able to pray. You will not be able to pray this kind of reality. This reality is a battle. Younger one, you may not be able to fight, but you need to know this. I have shared last time, older one, you and I, we carry this heavy responsibility. You, me, need to pray this way. Lord, may you get the glory. May your church God bless.
Amen.
And may the Satan God suffer the loss.
Amen.
Can you pray this way?
Amen.
Lord, you get the glory.
Amen.
Your church will be blessed.
Amen.
And Satan, you will get the loss.
Right.
You have no ground on any one of the saints.
Amen.
May the Lord get us in this prayer.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You speak, Lord.
Amen.
Lighten you to gain us.
Amen.
Gain us in this way.
Amen.
Pray one with you.
Amen.
Beat Satan.
Amen.
Proclaim your victory.
Amen.
Yes.
Grant us such a spirit.
Amen.
Of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
To see where you are.
Amen.
To see who you are.
Amen.
And see where we are in you.
Amen.
Lord, train us.
Amen.
Perfect our praises.
Amen.
To match your praying.
Amen.
The prayer of the age.
Right.
Oh, to move your hand.
Amen.
To claim what you have accomplished.
Amen.
To fulfill your divine economy.
Amen.
Uplift us.
Amen.
To a higher position.
Amen.
Oh, in our prayer life with you.
Amen.
Even our praises, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, may it be a sacrifice.
Amen.
An offering to you.
Amen.
Yes. Right. Gain our prayer life.
Amen.
Oh Lord, bring us all to your position.
Amen.
Oh Lord, to your ascended position.
Amen.
Oh, that we can pray, Lord Jesus, with
Amen.
Authority.
Amen.
Oh Jesus. Oh, gain our living every day.
Amen.
Gain our praises every day.
Amen.
Amen.
Gain our living every day.
Amen.
Personal universe.
Amen.
To be in a position to pray.
Amen.
Pray the prayer of the age.
Amen.
Maturity.
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
And for our own sake.
Amen.
And for your economy.
Amen.
So we may join unto you.
Amen.
Fight this battle.
Amen.
Lord, be with us.
Amen.
Be with your body.
Amen.
We are one with you.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For your body.
Yeah.
Members of your body.
Amen.
Victory.
Amen.
Amen.
Into a deeper vision.
Amen.
Say we're so sure.
Amen.
How we praise you today.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Amen.
who